Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're back in the air. Hey, we're back in the air. You two Avon Lake guys, talk about Avon Lake another time.
No, but I know a couple of those people probably, so we're going to talk about that later. So just
can we just go to this segment? Can we just go to another break? Can we just put another break on?
Back in the day, we used to do mics off. People got annoyed by it, so we stopped doing mics off.
Well, this would be a 3.5-minute mics off.
Very, 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 very rarely, if it has to happen, we'll do 3-2-1 mics off. But now, yeah, nah. Back in the day, because it's just like they want to know so bad. It's like, you can't. Not that one. All right. Coming up at 8:22, Daryl and I are going to join us on the show. I'm going to get back to the Cavs here in a moment. I do want to know, is it a mistake to start the rookie? One of the two rookies at QB. Is it a mistake to do it? And yes, I know about Shador and about his other speeding ticket. And I know about the stuff said about his dad. We'll get to that coming up at 8 o'clock, I promise. Because I got to get some more Cavs in here because there's a big issue that happened after the finals last night I want to talk to Jason about. But when I hear Daniel Jeremiah, if we can cue this up, when I hear Daniel Jeremiah go on Rich Eisen's show and say this, I become very, very nervous of the season stopping before it even starts.
I feel like Flacco probably has his spot reserved, and then it's going to be 3-for-2. So you got those three young guys competing for the two spots. And I would say, you know, based off of Gabriel, where he was picked, based off of the ability, you know, and I go back to Shador was my 20th player. He's a first-round caliber player. Like, talent-wise, both those guys, I think, have a huge advantage over Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett has to be light years better than each of them to make the teams. To me, I think Joe Flacco is just in case they don't feel like they can be competent at the position, then you insert Joe. I think their week one starter is going to be, I think it's going to be one of those two rookies.
Hey, listen, again, I cannot say it enough. I respect Daniel Jeremiah. I respect his opinion. I think it's a colossal mistake.
What if it's close?
I'd still start the veteran.
For how long?
As long as the wheels came off. As long as it took for the wheels to come off. And if that's a week, then fine. I guess I lost on the week. I go with the veteran. You know what I would honestly do, and guys do this? Can I talk to Joel Bitonio alone? Can I talk to Wyatt alone? Can I talk to, I'm serious, can I talk to one of those guys alone? Guys I trust.
Yeah.
DeJuan someday I think has the character to be one of those guys at some point, especially with what he's done during the offseason. You can tell he's taken his career very seriously.
He looks phenomenal.
I love DeJuan Jones. Good God. I hope people can understand that every single time I talk about him. Good God. I can't wait for his future and to see what he's capable of. I hope that he's one of those guys, but I'm talking to one of the veterans on the offensive line going, you trust this kid? Do you trust him with your final year in the NFL to not make a mockery of it? To not start this thing off on the wrong foot. I mean, let's put our cards out here on the table. We know what this football team has been. Yeah. We've had a couple of ups, and we've had some terrible downs here over the last 6 years with Kevin Stefanski. And I think that you look at your veterans. It's a workplace. There's people that you trust. There's guys you don't trust. You pull them aside quietly. Do you trust this kid? Do you trust him over Joe? Assuming Joe is the guy right now, right?
Yeah.
Would you trust him over Joel? Joe? Well, maybe not, but can you trust him as much as Joe? Can you trust him with this offense to put this kid out here? Maybe not kid, young man. Say it however you want to. And if they can tell me yes, maybe I change my mind. But I don't know what those guys are thinking right now. And I find it, I'm hard-pressed to believe before week one, the other veterans on the team be like, yeah, go throw Junior out there. Mm-mm.
Well, no. The veterans are always going to want the veteran.
Yes.
And usually.
But that's
always.
Why, that's
usually.
Why I vote. Guys, we had 17 games in 18 weeks. What's the rush?
Yeah.
What's the rush?
Well, the rush is you have 17 chances to evaluate him before you have to make another decision.
But honestly, do you even need that as much? I didn't need 17 chances to evaluate DTR. I didn't need 17 chances to evaluate Colt McCoy. I didn't need 17 chances to evaluate any of these guys, basically, over these last how many years with the Cleveland Browns. Baker, because he was a first overall pick, actually needed more than 17 chances to evaluate, considering how Jekyll and Hyde his career has been. But the other guys, no, I don't have the time, and I don't know if they deserve all the time given to him to warrant that much.
The worst thing that could happen, I believe, this year, start 7 games. Mystery quarterback X, I don't care which one. Dylan, should whatever.
Yeah.
Start 6, 7 games, 8 games. You look at it and go, you know, there's some flashes there. I think there's a chance. That's the worst thing that could happen this year. They both need to be terrible, or one of them needs to be great. Because if you start trying to talk yourself into, you know,
yeah, but
I think they got something.
There's another
here.
Side to this is that you and I are going to have to watch football on Saturdays too, and I'm going to see Lenora Sellers. I'm going to go, hey, there ain't none about him that I'm talking about flashes with. I'm going to go ahead and take that kid, or I'm going to say the same thing about Garrett Nussmeier, or Drew Aller, or one of the other guys
you
out there.
Say that now.
I say it now because I'm sure. You know what? I probably said it in 2011, and 2013, and 2015, and 2017.
Yep.
I said it all them years.
Shador goes out and throws for 310 and 2 touchdowns in one game. In one game, that's all it's going to take.
How many? What's the stats again?
310, 2-3 touchdowns in one game.
He throws for 310.
In one game.
Is that that's obviously going to be a Sunday afternoon game. That's the only time they play.
That's the only time they play.
Unless it's overseas. Then it's a 9:30 game.
And okay. You got people
trying.
If
he throws for 310 and 2 touchdowns.
But they're on the metric system over there, so isn't it less? Wait a minute. No, yards are metric, aren't they?
It was 19.
Damn it.
If he does that, this is all Monday morning. Metric. Get ready.
We're no yards in the English system. Metrics are meters.
Oh, okay. What a meter sticks is a yard anyway, isn't it?
No.
So doesn't he still throw for 310 meters?
No, it's 3.03.
Isn't a meter just a yard?
No, it's a little bit.
No, it's totally different.
A little bit bigger. Just a teeny bit bigger.
What's wrong with you?
I haven't done math in 18 years. The hell are you talking about? You think I know this? Turn the music up. I'm just going to listen to the music for a second.
So that's all Monday will be.
Try
and recompose.
And then Ken's going to walk in and go, Shador, baby! Super Bowl! Super Bowl! Where'd my voice go? That's it. That's the Monday show. Congratulations.
I've never heard a good impression of me. That was an incredible impression of me because that's exactly what I would do.
Tone, do you believe it?
He knows me.
He's not wrong.
He knows me very well. Tony in Mansfield, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Tony. Yes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, Ken, so I tend to agree with you. The only thing is what if, well, one, if either of the rookies don't win the starting job, don't we assume that they're going to draft a quarterback anyways? Because, I mean, the standard is Joe Flacco, what we're saying right now. So it's like, how good are they really if they can't even win the starting spot out with competing against Joe Flacco? And they're going to see that, like you said, in, you know, camp leading up through preseason. Like, we don't need to see them, really, if it's kind of like the DTR thing.
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of the problem, though, is we don't even really need to see them, because if they can't beat out Joe Flacco, then they're not good enough anyways. Now, let's say they are good enough. Would you still consider starting Joe Flacco through the gauntlet in the beginning of the year, maybe to get them comfortable with, you know, just game day prep, seeing the actual Sundays? And the routine.
Tony, I've waffled back and forth about that because, you know, I'm a protectionist with these rookies because I, you know, I keep going back to like DeShon Kizer. I'm like, that poor kid never had a chance, for the love
of
God.
We've seen the history.
But I still think the NFL is the NFL in so many ways. And yes, there are teams that are better than others, but it's not like, okay, we're going to take on Arkansas State this week, Arkansas State's a proud program. We're going to take on Slappy U this week, and then next week we've got to play Penn State. Like, it's not like that. Like, there is not that big of a difference. So it's like, all right, would I start them against the Saints instead of against the Eagles? Well, they're both going to be tough teams that are both made of professionals that are going to be trying to go out there and take his head off. So it's like, can he protect himself against these football teams? Can he protect himself in the NFL? Can he run the offense? Can he get rid of the football? Can he make the right decisions and not kill our offense and put our defense in bad positions? If I have faith in him to do that, then I'll go ahead and I'll do that. I just don't feel like I'm going to be in a position to really believe that they're going to be able to do that in week one.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. And even if Shador or Dylan Gabriel is considerably better than Joe Flacco, which we're hoping, right? I would still possibly sit them the first couple of games until the wheels fall off, because I think that could happen sooner rather than later with Joe Flacco, unfortunately.
Yeah,
love him to death.
It's possible, yeah.
So even if they are better, I could justify still sitting them for a couple games just to kind of get them into it. It might help them a little bit better to get them kicked off and just to see what we're going to be doing next year. Because, I mean, this is, I agree with Jason. I mean, all we're worried about this year is finding our quarterback.
Well, so, and I'll tell you this, Tony, you're right about this. And can I go back to Joe Flacco for just a second? Because I want to get one more in and then I want to get back to the Cavs for a second. Joe's as big as a wild card as anybody when it comes to a veteran. Like, in that run in 2023, I remember the Bears game where it's like, oh my God, how did he complete that pass? And then I also remember the Jets game where he basically hands it off to a defensive lineman. Like, he can be a bit of a wild card in his own right. That's why he's in the position where he's in throughout his career. So you have to evaluate it properly. Like, if he could very well go out there in training camp and look like garbage, and then all of a sudden I gotta make a decision here.
He wasn't.
I don't think he will, but he very well could.
Yeah, I want to go back to something else about like throwing these guys in. You mentioned DeShon Kizer. Kizer was 21 when they threw him out there. Dylan Gabriel's 24
years old. He's more ESC. He's an adult.
Shador's 23. Like, how long?
He's 22.
He's 23. Huh. How long do we have to baby these guys? They're 23 and 24 years old.
Not the entire season, but they were still taken later than he was. And this is by the same group, if I'm not mistaken. Or at least, no, Andrew was part of that group, but I don't think he was not the general manager yet.
No,
that took DeShon Kizer.
Yeah. No.
But he was in the building at that time.
I think there's a stark difference between, I mean, what's everyone say about Dylan Gabriel? The 61 starts, whatever it is that he's made in college.
A whole bunch with three different programs. He knows a lot of football.
Yeah, he knows a ton of football. And Shador, obviously, growing up under Deion. Like, these are not 21-year-old guys with 1 year of starting experience.
Those
in college.
Are things that help them. That's why it would open up my eyes a little bit more. But
if it's close, I'd throw the rookie out there. Week one. What do you got to lose?
I don't think I would.
Football games?
Jim and Strong. I got jobs to lose. Are you kidding? I got faith to lose on the guys I'm trying to lead.
If you were going to fire him, you'd have fired him last year. You're not going to fire him now.
Doesn't mean they won't make the decision by the end of January or by the beginning of January.
You're not going to fire him now. I do believe
you're not going to fire him now in June, but you could very well fire him in December, or God, even worse, earlier in the year. You don't want to do that.
I do think that there is, well, first of all, trading down from 3 to 5 is not a move anyone makes if they're in fear of losing their job. So clearly there's no fear of this is a make or break season.
No.
But you do have to trust that Jimmy's not going to make an emotional reactionary decision in October. And there is a lot of faith. You have to put a lot of faith in that.
Do you think Sasha was surprised when he got let go?
I've talked to people in that building who got a glowing review and got fired 2 weeks later.
Well, there you go. Jim and Strong's, you just made your argument against yourself. No, Jim and Strong's.
I get it, but I'm also saying
that. Yeah, Jason, enough. I'm up, buddy. Come on. Okay.
He's going to hang up on him. Jason's going to hang up on him. He doesn't know what button to push.
Jason, it's bad enough that you were making fun of Ken about a yard not being the same as a meter. It's 900th of a yard more yardage.
That's enough.
You can't wait a minute. You're gonna mess up the button. Don't.
I hope it's on camera of Jason with his old guy glasses on, staring.
Jason, don't what? Touch. You're gonna
my
mess
97
up.
Year old grandfather Jason Lloyd
listen,
in today.
Listen, the IT guys are not gonna come in early because you messed up the call box. So stop touching the mouse and let me get this thing fixed. Even I'm not very good at it.
He has this look of, did I get it?
Did I get it?
He's on the wrong thing too. Jim, you're next up in the fan. Go ahead. We lost Jim because he's on B now. All right, Owen.
I love it.
You have the con. Let me put him on. I got to put Jim back on hold, which means we're never going to get Jim back again.
I've sent Jim off to the abyss.
Here.
All right. Am I here?
He's still talking. He's been talking this whole time.
Oh, my God.
No, I wasn't talking. Alexa, mute. I started listening again because I thought you hung up on me.
Now I hung up on you.
He figured it out.
What are you doing?
I figured it out.
There's a protocol to this. He's got to hit the thing first before you hang up on people. Unless Jim Ross speaks, they think they're still on the air.
Well, good. Let them think he's still on the air.
You can't just hang up on Jim because he's insulting you. He's just going to call into the afternoon show and insult you there. And you can't do anything about that then.
It's fine.
Damn it, Jim, I wanted to get to the Cavs.
Jim, go to your free Odyssey app. There's the coming in hotline over there. Jason can't stop me over there. Go leave that.
We're
going
to get back
mess.
To this. I promise this. But 60 seconds.
Spilled coffee.
With
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.